All right, so we're still looking at the book of Mark. But before we do that, I have one more thing I'd like to do. Well, actually, I'm not sure I'd like to do it, but I'm going to do it anyway. I would like Lydia to come up here for just a minute. This is kind of bittersweet, okay, because Lydia has been a part of our church for pretty much her whole life, right? Most of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've been here, and I love her a lot. And she did an internship with me here this last spring, and that was really great. She's been leading us in worship, and another church has called her to be a part of their family for this season and to lead them in worship. And so today's her last day with us, and she'll be moving on to God's house, right, in Huntington Beach, and leading worship there. It's funny, right? We're all God's house, aren't we? Yeah. But the name of the church is God's house. Do you want to say anything? You can speak into my cheek.
Oh. Yeah. Well, I am excited about this opportunity. I've gotten a chance to get to know the community there, and they've been really great, and I'm really excited to get to know them better. It is bittersweet leaving, though. It doesn't.
What I've been trying to tell her, she just won't be here on Sunday mornings, right. But she's definitely close enough. She's going to stay part of the family. And even if she were a long way away, she'd still be part of the family, and that's never going to change. But I would just like to pray for her now and send her off with our blessing and encouragement and with the Spirit of God. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I just thank you so much for Lydia. I thank you, Lord, for the heart that she has to worship you. Lord, it's her passion to bow her heart before you and to help others do the same. I thank you, Lord, for the time that she's spent helping us do that. And I thank you, Lord, just for the time, how much a long time, really, that she's been a part of our family and how much just love and grace has been a part of that relationship. And I ask you, God, as she goes to this additional church family, I pray, God, that it would just expand her horizons. I pray that you'd go before her there, that you would establish her there. Lord, that you would fill her with your Spirit and that you would use her passion and the power that you put inside her to draw that congregation into worship. Lord, that your worship might increase, because that's really what we're about. That's always what we're about, is seeing the worship of you increase in this world. And I know that's what makes Lydia's heart beat. And so, God, I ask you to pour your grace, your mercy, your power upon her so that she might be used mightily to bring your kingdom wherever she goes. I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.